بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers, before I begin, as always, if I can ask you, please, if you have cell phones, please put them on silent. Please put them on vibrate so that they don't go off during the khutbah. Barakallahu feekum. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His guidance. We seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there's nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُّتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He advises in the Quran, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah as He is most deserving, and do not die except that you die in the state of al-Islam. May Allah bless us all to die in the state of al-Islam. Allahumma ameen. Wa qala Allahu azza wa jal, Ya ayuha an-nasu taqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida, wa khalaqa minha zawjaha, wa batha minhuma rijalan kathira wa nisaa, wa taqu Allah alladhi tasa'aluna bihi wal arham, inna Allah kana alaykum raqiba. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further advises us, the meaning of which is, O mankind, once again have the taqwa of Allah who created you from a single soul. And this was our father Adam. And from him he created his mate. And this was our mother Eve. And from them both he brought about many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights from one another. And honor the family ties. Do not cut the family ties, for verily Allah is ever and all watcher over you. Wa qala Allahu ta'ala, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqu allaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yarfir lakum dunubakum wa man yuti illahu wa rasulahu faqad faza fawzan adhima amma ba'd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He further advises us, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, once again have the taqwa of Allah. And always speak the truth. Always speak the truth. It may be that He will correct your deeds for you and forgive you your sins. And whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed achieved a mighty victory. And as to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah, who gave us all the tawfiq to come to the remembrance of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all to benefit from the short reminder here today. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is going to be an encouragement for all of us. An encouragement for all of us to want to become the companions of the Qur'an. The companions of the Qur'an. Those people who are attached to the Qur'an. Those people who carry the Qur'an everywhere they go. And I'm not talking about a book. I'm not talking about on your phone. I'm talking about hafiz of Qur'an. The people who preserve the Qur'an. They memorize the Qur'an. May Allah make us from ashab al-Qur'an. The people of the Qur'an. And last week we were speaking about the fitna of ad-dajjal. And we said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من حافظ أشرة آية من أول سورة الكهف أصم من الدجال. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whosoever memorizes the first 10 ayat from Surah Al-Kahf, they will be a protection for him from الدجال. A protection for that person from الدجال. And as I said last week, we're having a little contest in here to encourage the brothers and sisters to memorize these 10 ayat. So whoever from among the children, from the boys and the girls, is the first one to memorize, they will get a special prize, inshallah. Whoever from the brothers is the first one to memorize the first 10 ayat, they will get a special prize. And the same for the sisters. This to encourage us to memorize from the Quran. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the Quran, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَرَّكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَتِي وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the Quran, this is the book that He has sent down full of barakah, full of blessings, for the people to reflect on the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that men of understanding may remember. men of understanding, only like that. May Allah make us from the people who reflect on the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the reality is, brothers and sisters, we should reflect how many of us we can say that this is us. How many of us we've attached ourselves to the Quran. How many of us we take the time to reflect on what it is that we recite. The reality is, brothers and sisters, that perhaps many of us were neglectful when it comes to the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وَقَالَ رَسُولُ يَا رَبِّي إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّحَدُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مَخْجُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, O Allah, verily my people, they have abandoned the Quran. They have abandoned the Quran. Some of the Mufassirun, they said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this while he was here in the dunya. And others from the Mufassirun, they say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say this on Yawmul Qiyamah. On Yawmul Qiyamah. May Allah save us from being from the people who abandoned the Quran. And the Mufassirun, they say that by abandoning the Quran, this means that the person, he neglects the Quran. He doesn't read or recite the Quran. He doesn't act on the Quran. And he gives preference to something else instead of the Quran. Instead of listening to the Quran, he listens to something else. And the Mufassirun, they say that this could be music. It could be poetry. It could be idle talk. It could be anything. So brothers and sisters, how many of us we've abandoned the Quran? Brothers and sisters, if we've abandoned the Quran, then we need to make changes. We need to come back to the Quran. We need to attach ourselves to the Quran. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that on Yawmul Qiyamah, wal Quranu hujjatul lak aw alayk. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on Yawmul Qiyamah, the Quran will either be a witness for you or against you. One of two things. It's either going to be a witness for you or it's going to be a witness against you. In another narration, and this was related by Al-Qurtubi, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the person who memorized the Quran, he memorizes the Quran, but then he places it on a shelf or he hangs it up somewhere and he neglects it. On Yawmul Qiyamah, this Quran is going to come and it's going to be tied around his neck. The Quran that he memorized and neglected is going to be tied around his neck, and the Quran is going to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, so and so, he neglected me, so decide between us. May Allah protect us from that. Can you imagine that? In the dunya, Allah bless you to memorize Quran, and then you neglected it. You didn't give it its due right. You didn't reflect on it. You didn't recite it. And on Yawmul Qiyamah, this Quran is going to be attached to you. And it's going to say in front of Allah, Oh Allah, so-and-so, he neglected me. So decide between us, Oh Allah. May Allah save us from that. May Allah make the Quran a witness for us and not against us. Brothers and sisters, we should memorize the Quran. We should strive to memorize the Quran. All of us, perhaps we're not going to become half of the Quran. May Allah help us. But that doesn't mean that we can't preserve some of the Quran. That doesn't mean that we can't try to memorize some of the Quran as much as we can. And for that person who attaches himself to the Quran, and he takes the time to memorize the Quran, on Yawmul Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, اِقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ. Recite the Quran, read the Quran, attach yourself to the Quran. فَإِنَّهُ يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ شَفِيئًا لِأَصْحَابِهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said, recite the Quran. This means attach yourself to the Quran. Have the Quran become a part of you. Recite the Quran, because on Yawmul Qiyamah the Quran is going to come and it's going to make shafa'ah for its companions. May Allah make us from the companions of the Quran. Can you imagine this? You come on Yawmul Qiyamah and here comes your defender, and it's the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can there be a better reason for us to want to attach ourselves to the Quran? On Yawmul Qiyamah, who are we going to get? Are we going to get a lawyer? Are we going to go out and get Johnny Cochran or somebody else to defend us in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. But you can have the Quran come in your defense. May Allah bless us to be from those people. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يَأْتِي الْقُرْآنُ وَأَخْلُهُ الَّذِينَ يَأْمَلُونَ بِهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا تَقْدُمُهُ سُورَةُ الْبَقَرَةِ وَآلُ إِمْرَانَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, that on Yawmul Qiyamah, the Quran and the people who applied it, The people who attach themselves to the Quran and they live by the Quran. Rasulullah said that they're going to be brought. And Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Al-Imran is going to be in front of the people, leading the way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because the people, they read the Quran, they reflected on the Quran, they lived their lives by what Allah revealed in the Quran. And so on Yawm al-Qiyamah, here comes the Quran, ready to defend you, ready to represent you, ready to plead your case in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us from these people. Brothers and sisters, realize that the person who attaches himself to the Quran, the person who becomes a companion of the Quran, for that person there is honor in this life and honor on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Honor, and not the fake honor that we have here where they, you know, the people they say, your honor this, or you know, the big president this, or king that, or whatever, that's nothing. Honor in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Sahih Muslim, it's related that upon occasion, when Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he was the Khalifa, some people, they came to him, like to complain to him, and they say, Ya Umar, who have you left as the emir in Mecca? Who have you left in charge of Mecca? And Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, it was Ibn Abza. We left Ibn Abza in charge of Mecca. And he said, man, Ibn Abza, who's that? He said, he's a mawla. He's a freed slave from the slave that we freed. And he left him as the emir of Mecca. And these people, they said, a freed slave in charge of the people of the valley? In charge of Mecca, a freed slave? Like they're looking down on him, like he's nothing. Why did you appoint him as the emir? And what did Umar radiallahu anhu say? He said, he's a companion of the Quran. He's knowledgeable of the Quran. And he's knowledgeable of al-Islam. And he said, and didn't you hear what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he said إن الله يرفع بهذا الكتاب أقواما ويضع به آخرين. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he raises the status, the position of some people because of this book, because of the Quran, because of their attachment to the Quran, and he debases some others because of it. He lowers some people because of it. Brothers and sisters, attach yourself to the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will give you izzah. He will give you honor. And what can be better than the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Any other honor is nothing. Brothers and sisters, there should be enough of an incentive for us to want to become attached to the Quran, to want to become the Ashab al-Quran, the people of the Quran. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, only two people can be envied. Only two people can be envied. Like you want what they have. You want to be like them. And who are these two people? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا حسد إلا في إثنتين. He said, there's no envy, no jealousy except for two. رجلٌ آتَهُ اللَّهُ الْقُرْآنِ فَهُوَ يَقُومُ بِهِ وَأَنَّاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَأَنَّاءَ النَّهَارِ. Rasulullah said, the first person that can be envied, that the people can say, I want to be like him, I wish I had what he has, is that person that Allah gave him the Quran. Allah gave him the Quran, and this person used to stand up in the night and in the day, reciting the Quran, reviewing the Quran, reading the Quran. May Allah make us from these people. Brothers and sisters, realize that the person who memorizes the Quran, he has a special status. As I said, the person who is half of the Quran, and it doesn't have to be the entire Quran, but this person, he's striving to memorize from the Quran, and he struggles to hold on to it, because all of us know the Quran, alhamdulillah, is easy to memorize, but it's even easier to forget it if you don't hold on to it, if you don't review it. Realize that that person who struggles to be half of the Quran, the preserver of the Quran, the memorizer of the Quran, he has special status. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he says, Ba'atha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ba'than wa hum du adadin fastaqra'ahum fastaqra'a kulla rajulin minhum ma ma'ahu min al-Qur'an. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said that Rasulullah, he gathered an army up. He gathered an army, and there were many people in his army. And each person that was in his army, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would ask them, what can you recite of the Quran? What do you have of the Quran? And so everybody would say, Ya Rasulullah, I memorized this. O Messenger of Allah, I memorized this. So they would tell him how much they had memorized, what they had memorized. فَأَتَّى عَلَى رَجُلٍ مِّنْهُمْ مِنْ أَحْدَثِهِمْ سِينَ. And then Abu Huraira said, then Rasulullah, he came to a young man from this group. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَا مَأَكَ يَا فُلَانَ. Rasulullah said, oh, so-and-so, what have you memorized? What do you have with you? قَالَ مَاِي كَذَا وَكَذَا وَسُورَةُ الْبَقَرَ. This person, he said, oh, Messenger of Allah, I've memorized this and that, and Surah Al-Baqarah. And Surah Al-Baqarah, may Allah make us from those who memorize Surah Al-Baqarah. Wallahi, this would be a huge achievement if we can do this. So this young man, he said, Messenger of Allah, memorize this and this, and Surah Al-Baqarah. Kala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amma'aka Surah Al-Baqarah? Rasulullah said, did you really memorize Surah Al-Baqarah? Fakala na'am. This young man, he said, yes, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to this young man? He said, fadhab, fa'anta amiruhum. He said, go, you are the chief, you are the leader of this army. SubhanAllah, we should reflect. This was from the youngest people there. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't make him the leader of this army because he'd been to a military academy, because he went to West Point, because he had so much experience fighting and this and that. He made him the emir of this army because of what he knew of the Quran. Because this young man, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw he attached himself to the Quran. And if you dedicate yourself to the Quran, then you're dedicating yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us from those people who dedicate themselves to the Quran. Among the people that was there was a chief, a person of position. He was there in the same group. And he said, Wallahi ya Rasulullah. He said, I swear by Allah, O Messenger of Allah, ma mana'ani أن تألم سورة البقرة إلا خشية ألا أقوم بها. This man, he said, oh Messenger of Allah, I swear by Allah, I didn't memorize Surah Al-Baqarah because I was afraid I wouldn't be able to stand with it. I was afraid I wouldn't be able to give it its just due. I was afraid I wouldn't be able to stand on Qiyam al-Layl and recite Surah Al-Baqarah. SubhanAllah, we should reflect. How many of us, we can say the same thing? I haven't memorized Quran because I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to stand up at night and recite it. How many of us have that? We can offer that excuse. We can offer all kinds of other excuses, right? It's not my language. It's hard. I can't even say it. I can't read it. I speak English only or Spanish or whatever. We can give all kinds of excuses. But how many of us can say, I'm afraid I won't be able to do right by this surah if I memorize it? And that's what this man said. So then what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to this man who offered this excuse? Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ta'allamu al-Qur'an faqra'uhu wa aqri'uhu. He said, learn the Qur'an to recite it. Learn the Qur'an so that you can recite it. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily the parable of that person who learns the Qur'an and he recites it and he stands up with it. He said, it's like a bag full of musk, a bag like full of perfume, and when it's opened, when it's recited, its scent fills everywhere. Its scent, it goes everywhere. The blessing from this, it goes everywhere. And he said, and that person, the example of that person who memorizes the Quran, but he keeps it to himself, he doesn't recite it. He doesn't do right by it. It's like a bag of musk. The musk is in a bag of musk that's closed, and nothing good comes out of it. If the bag of mist is closed, you can't smell it. The people, they can't benefit just from being near it. So what should we learn from this, brothers and sisters? Number one, let's strive to memorize the Quran. Number two, let's recite the Quran when we've memorized it. Let's recite the Quran as much as we can. This is a huge ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many people from outside of Islam, they can say they have the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many of them, they can recite it beautifully? Nobody. And yet Allah has blessed all of us to be Muslim, alhamdulillah. Allah has blessed all of us with the Qur'an, alhamdulillah. Allah has made the Qur'an easy to remember and recite, whether you speak Arabic or not. So brothers and sisters, let's do right by the Qur'an. Let's make ourselves the companions of the Quran. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to benefit from the Quran and to become the companions of the Quran. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man tabihum bi ihsanin ila yawm al-deen. Amma ba'd. Brothers and sisters, let's become the companions of the Quran. As I said last week, we need to try to memorize the first 10 ayat of Surah Al-Kahf. Why? Because it's a protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. From what? From Ad-Dajjal. And if Ad-Dajjal doesn't come while we're alive, then perhaps he'll come while our children are alive. So let's prepare our children as well. Let's help them to memorize these 10 ayat. But let's not stop there. Let's keep encouraging our children. Let's give them rewards. SubhanAllah, we give them a reward if they get an A in math or something. If they get good grades in school, we give them rewards. How about giving them rewards for attaching themselves to the Quran? Let's spend our time, let's spend our energy, whatever we have to do to make our children the people of the Quran. Brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ وَهُوَ حَافِظٌ لَهُ مَاءَ Safaratil Kiram. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that person who recites the Quran, he becomes a hafiz of the Quran. He strives to hold on to the Quran. He's going to be in the company of the noble scribes. The noble scribes. Kiram and Katibin. The angels. He's going to be in their company in Jannah. May Allah make us from those. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَمَثَّلُ الَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنِ وَهُوَ يَتَآهَدُّهُ وَهُوَ أَلَيْهِ شَدِيدٌ فَلَهُ أَجْرَانِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and that person who he strives to become half of the Quran, but it's hard for him, it's difficult for him. Maybe he's stuttering, maybe the Arabic, it doesn't come to his tongue easily, like most of us. Then that person, he's going to have what? Ajran, double reward. Double reward, alhamdulillah. So brothers and sisters, let's strive our best to become from the people of the Quran. And if we become from the people of Quran, wallahi, this is the greatest honor. And this is not me saying this. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Upon occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ أَهْلِينَ مِنَ النَّاسِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily Allah has his own people among mankind. Allah has his own special people among mankind. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they said, Ya Rasulullah, man whom? They said, O Messenger of Allah, who are they? Who are these special people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وقال Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Hum ahlul Qur'an wa ahlullahi wa khassatuhu. He said, the people of the Quran. These are the special people of Allah. The people of the Quran and those people closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all to become Ahlul Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all to become the companions of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to memorize the Quran and apply the Quran and recite the Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the Quran to come to our defense on Yawm al-Qiyamah.